Brokeback Bourbon.
Until recently, people from Wyoming were known for only one constant, that men are men and the sheep run scared. But now, using the skills we learned in ag class and whiskey making expertise brought in from the hills of Kentucky, Brokeback Bourbons are making a name for themselves. And the Double Dudes distilleries are glad that they discovered them. Bringing Brokeback Bourbon into the Double Dudes family, filling that one hole in our marketing. Joining Knob Gobbler Scotch, Fukmisaki, and Moose Knuckle Canadian Whiskey. Using only the best ingredients out back yonder, we've created some of the best dang liquors you can find. So try a shooter to a handle of Brokeback Bourbon or any of the fine Double Dudes distillery products. So saddle up, cowboy, and get in touch with your masculine side. Available at Dick's Liquor in the S&M Family Fun Center. And see how Double Dudes are nothing to whine about. The Double Dudes Distillery Company in beautiful Podunk, Nebraska.
Due to the extreme nature of this program, listener discretion is advised. The subject matters may include topics of substance usage, sex, historical events that may be sensitive to some listeners, and foul language. Things discussed may not be considered politically correct in this overly sensitive environment. They may not be appropriate for listeners under the age of 13. As well as some listeners may find things offensive no matter the age, again, listener discretion is advised.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the third season of GXO Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for, talking about things that are relatable to Generation X, historical events, TV, movies, and music. And if you're lucky, this old fart might just regale you with a story or two. I'm Robert Popp, your host, coming to you from beautiful Podunk, Nebraska.
Pop of vodka. As a Russian immigrant, I see the capitalistic pigs drinking the sweet nectar from the motherland, and I wonder if they realize how it came to be. In Soviet Russia, we knew vodka started in the motherland. But in free and democratic Russia, Poloks claim to have invented. Under Soviet rule, the Poles would never have made such claims, as they understood the penalty and punishments. But Americans ruin this perfect spirit with your juices, such as cranberry, orange, and tomato, trying to change the pure taste. Or mixing with fizzy drink. Americans, listen to me. If you are going to drink vodka, then drink vodka. And if you are going to choose vodka, choose Popov vodka, the purest and most perfect vodka, made from the finest discarded and fermented cereal grains and potato peelings on the planet. Popov vodka, from the motherland.
Clodhopper Moonshine. Ripe, juicy flavors and the bright aromas of corn mash are the hallmarks of Clodhopper Moonshine. None of this modernized distillery equipment. Our recipe is unchanged since 1931 Prohibition. We cook that mash down till it's good and clear, utilizing copper pipes, copper kettles, wood fires, and old truck radiators. Not to mention, we kept our still on the same hill since day one. Where we run off a gallon or two daily, the buzzards in the sky get so drunk from the vapors they can't fly. And you can take a pull off that old jug knowing it's gonna knock you on your ass. Clodhopper Moonshine. Mighty pleasing them clodhopper corn squeezins.
The views and opinions expressed are just that, Rob's views and opinions. He is not always politically correct, and they may not match up with your own opinions. It is not his intentions to offend anyone. Hopefully you find the shows entertaining and informative as well. Please note, Rob is not a professional historian, but he has done a lot of research for this show. With that being said, mistakes happen, but he will do his best to minimize those. Keep in mind, Rob is just some nut with a microphone.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to this episode of GXO Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for. This episode, we are going to be talking about, well, I'm just going to put it this way. You're going to feel like you got a golden ticket, because we're going to talk about Willy Wonka. And that happened in 1971. Just to paint yourself a picture, my sister gave me a perm, and I looked like Gene Wilder. I actually looked like Willy Wonka. That was the first time I ever shaved my head. Feeling nostalgic and historical, I guess we're going to talk about the year that came out, which is 1971. World leaders at the time, I am not a crook, Richard Nixon. Edward Heath is the prime minister over in the UK. And, of course, seemed like forever, Leonid Brezhnev. So, you know, don't fucking badmouth, you know, Brezhnev, because KGB will come and find you. Top headlines for that year. In world news, there was a military coup in Uganda led by Brigadier Major General Idi Amin. He ousted Milton Obote and appoints himself president and dictator of Uganda. Fucking Idi Amin. Vampire rapist Wayne Bowden's last victim found in Calgary, Alberta. Vampire rapist. Instead of sucking blood, do they suck? Well, never mind. A commuter bus plunges into the Panama Canal, killing 38 of its 43 on board. A train crash at, wow, not even going to try and say that, Netherlands. 5 people die. 90 Russian diplomats are expelled from Britain for spying. Peruvian Airlines Electra crashes at the headwaters of the Amazon River, killing all except Julianne Margaret Kopchi, who was found 10 days later. In the United States, 29 pilot whales beach themselves and die at San Clemente Island in California. I don't know what the hell they were protesting. U.S. federal grand jury indicts Reverend Philip Barringer and 5 others, including a nun and 2 priests, on charges of plotting to kidnap Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger was then later quoted as saying, "Thank you, Mr. Kissinger." Charles Manson and his 3 female followers are convicted of the Tate-LaBianca murders. Which, you know what, to be honest with you, I still got an issue with Manson. He was convicted of murder, but he didn't murder anybody. That's a whole debate. You know what, you ever want to debate me on that, bring a good argument and email me, because I'd love to do that. President Richard Nixon installs a secret taping system in the White House and the Oval Office. And, oh, had Tricky Dick known then what he found out after he left office, he probably would have never done that. United States Lieutenant William Calley sentenced to life imprisonment for murdering 22 unarmed South Vietnamese civilians in the My Lai massacre. The next day, President Nixon ordered Lieutenant Calley, My Lai, free. What the fuck? Dick. United States President Richard Nixon ends the ban on China trade. About 200,000 anti-Vietnam War protesters march on Washington, D.C. The Amtrak railway system begins operation. I have taken Amtrak, and you know, it's actually kind of fun. It's really, 100 years ago when I first took it, it was more affordable than driving to Colorado. And I had a great time, and I had brought my kids back, one night on the train. And so it was something to experience. Air West Flight 706 collides with a U.S. Marine Corps F-4B Phantom jet over Los Angeles, killing all 49 on board. 11 people die in a train crash in Salem, Illinois. So many things I could say about witches. White House plumbers unit now formed to plug new leaks. And the plumbers are the ones that basically just, fucking Keystone Cops is what they were. United States President Richard Nixon announces a 90-day freeze on wages, prices, and rents. FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover and United States Attorney General John Mitchell announced the arrest of 20 of the Camden 28, a religious left anti-war activist group intending on disrupting the military draft in Camden, New Jersey. An Alaskan 727 crashes into the Chilkoot Mountain, killing 109. 11 guards and 31 prisoners die in a takeover at Attica State Prison. You know, I have tried to watch that movie with Al Pacino. I just can't. I can't get past about the first half hour. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me. I don't know. 6 KKK Klansmen. Actually, do I say KKK Klansmen or is it KK Klansmen? 6 Ku Klux Klansmen arrested in connection with a bombing of 10 school buses. Fucking Klan. And United States President Richard Nixon commutes the remaining 8 years on Teamsters labor union leader Jimmy Hoffa 13-year jail sentence for bribery and fraud. Good for both of them. You know, I see how that worked out for, well, both of them. In sports, the Globetrotters lose 100-99 to the New Jersey Reds, ending the 2,495th game winning streak. Satchel Paige, he becomes the first black person. I don't like using the N-word at all, even if it's regarding the league. Maybe I need to get over that. Becomes the first Negro League player elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And Ron Hunt is hit by a pitch for, fucking look out, Ron. Ron likes to step into this shit 50 fucking times in a season. God dang, fucking Ron, man, he's taking him for the team, I'm telling you. In weather, it was minus 40 degrees at Howley Lake in Arizona. That was a state record. In Alaska at Prospect Creek Camp, minus 80. Minus fucking 80. I think your blood actually freezes in your fucking veins at minus 80. Good God. Series of tornadoes cut through Mississippi and Louisiana. I can say it any kind of way you want me to. Louisiana. Killing 117. 200 people die in a landslide into Lake Yanahuani, Chugar, Peru. Don't know if I said that right. I gave it a hell of a shot. Hooked on phonics, baby. Vermont seasonal snowfalls. They got this year, that year, 132.2 inches. Wow. Mount Etna erupts in Sicily. Heaviest rains ever. And the Bahai district of Brazil, they got 15 inches in 24 hours. Holy crap. And there was a man-made earth slide at Kawasaki, Japan, and that killed 15. In the world of entertainment, All in the Family premiered on CBS, featuring the first toilet flush on TV. Yeah, you know, first the potty started with Archie Bunker, and now you can't get the shit show off of TV. Jim Morrison, he leaves for Paris to, quote, reorient himself emotionally and creatively. And it also was to avoid a jail sentence given to him in Miami. He never returns to the U.S. 36 people are hospitalized during a Grateful Dead concert, drunk on LSD apple juice. Fuck. In the weird and wacky headlines, in 1971, among the products featured at the 20th International Show of Inventions in Brussels was a vibrating brassiere consisting of two spiral metal bands connected to a small electrical motor worn on the back. The device, its creator claimed, strengthened and developed the bust. Later that year, high school in Johannesburg, South Africa, banned peanut butter. Who the fuck bans peanut butter? Okay, so citing a concern that peanuts were evidently an aphrodisiac, were a sexual stimulant. A subsequent investigation by local health officials, who were puzzled by the school's decision, revealed that the native tribal population believed peanuts to be an aphrodisiac, therefore considered it taboo for them to be consumed by the young and the unmarried. On the crime beat, this is a very sad story. John List, he killed his family. It's a familicide, I think is how you say it. Anyway, he was, of course, a mass murderer and longtime fugitive. But on November 9th, 1971, he killed his entire immediate family. While the kids were at school, he shot his wife, Helen, 47, in the back of the head. Then his mom, 84, above the left eye. Once his daughter, Patricia, 16, and younger son, Frederick, 13, arrived home from school, List shot each of them in the back of the head. After making himself some lunch, he drove to the bank, closed his and his mom's accounts, and then drove to the Westfield High School to watch elder son John Frederick, 15, play in a soccer game. After driving John Frederick home, List shot him repeatedly as the result of a misfire, evidence later shown. List placed the bodies of his wife and children on sleeping bags in the mansion's ballroom. He left his mother's body in her apartment in the attic. In a 5-page letter to his pastor, List claimed that he saw too much evil in the world and that he had killed his family to save their souls. He then cleaned the various crime scenes, removed his picture from all family photographs in the house, tuned a radio to a religious station, and left. The murders were not discovered until December 7th, nearly a month later, partially because the family's reclusive tendencies and partially because of notes List left to the kids' schools and part-time jobs, claiming that the kids would be out of town visiting an ailing grandmother in North Carolina for a few weeks. Helen's mother was ill and had canceled a visit to Westfield because of it. Had she made the trip, List later said he would have killed her too. List stopped the milk, the mail, and the newspapers. Neighbors noticed that all the mansion's lights were on, burning day and night, with no real apparent activity within the house. After the light bulbs began burning out one by one, they called the cops. Officers entered through an unlocked window leading to the basement and discovered the family's bodies. List assumed a new identity, remarried, and eluded justice for almost 18 years. He was finally apprehended in Virginia on June 1st, 1989. He was convicted on 5 counts of first-degree murder and sentenced to 5 consecutive terms of life imprisonment, making him ineligible for parole for nearly 75 years. List then died in prison in 2008 at the age of 82. Well, good. Notable deaths that year. Louis Armstrong, he passed away. And, of course, we already alluded to the fact that Jim Morrison passed away because he never returned from France. Coco Chanel, she died. And Nikita Khrushchev, the sworn enemy of JFK. In the Music Store, Knock Three Times by Tony Orlando and Dawn. Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. Not a big fan of that song at all. It's Too Late, I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King. Not bad. Maggie May, Reason to Believe by Rod Stewart. Maggie May was not one of my favorite Rod Stewart songs. And Indian Reservation, The Lament of the Cherokee Reservation Indian by Paul Revere and the Raiders. I like that song. Top U.S. R&B songs, Family Affair by Sly and the Family Stone, Respect Yourself by the Staple Sisters, the theme from Shaft. I like Shaft. It's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I'm just talking about Shaft, and we can dig it. You Are Everything by the Stylistics, and Let's Stay Together by Al Green. Top country songs, Kiss an Angel Good Morning by Charlie Pride, saw him in concert. She's All I Got by Johnny Paycheck. I have made so many people think that I don't know the words to that song. I know he says, friend, don't take her, she's all I got. But I will sing it as, Fred, don't take her, she's all I got. Fucking Fred. One's on the Way by Loretta Lynn. Daddy Frank, the Guitar Man by Merle Haggard. And I Can't See Me Without You by Conway Twitty. And on the One Hit Wonders chart, Precious and Few by Climax. Bang a Gong by T-Rex. Layla by Derek and the Dominoes. That's a great song. Hold Your Head Up by Argent. And It Never Rains in Southern California by Albert Hammond. In the movie theater, we had A Clockwork Orange, and Now for Something Completely Different by Monty Python. Bedknobs and Broomsticks, was not a fan of that movie. I got drugged to that as a kid. Billy Jack, Big Jake, Black Beauty, Brian's Song. That's an alright movie. Diamonds Are Forever, Dirty Harry, loved Dirty Harry. Duck, You Sucker, Duel, that's a fucking great movie, Escape from Planet of the Earth, Fiddler on the Roof, that's an awesome musical, yeah, I love Topol, that's who played Divya, Lawman, Mary Queen of Scots, The Million Dollar Duck, Murphy's War, The Omega Man, Plaza Suite, Support Your Local Gunfighter with James Garner, love that movie. Shaft, that was out. Of course, that was a great movie, and like I said, great theme song. The French Connection, and probably the creepiest rat movie ever, Willard. On TV, All in the Family with the First Toilet Flush, Archie's TV Funnies, Cannon, loved Cannon, Bill Conrad, in that, Davy and Goliath, we had a Sunday morning TV show that showed cartoons. It was Mr. Dale and Morty Mouse, and they always played Davy and Goliath. And I don't know why that's still living rent-free in my head. The Electric Company, Funky Phantom, The Sandy Duncan Show, Help, It's the Hair Bear Bunch, The Jackson 5, that I believe was, that might have been their live series. That could have been a cartoon. I can't remember. Jimmy Stewart Show. Lidsville, that had to be something by Croft. McMillan and Wife. The new Andy Griffith Show. The new Dick Van Dyke Show. Password. The Pearl Bailey Show. Pebbles and Bam Bam Show, The Roadrunner Show, Shirley's World, Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, Soul Train. That's right, get on board the Soul Train. And Watch Mr. Wizard. And, of course, our topic for today, Willy Wonka. So stick around after words from my fake sponsors.
Meadow Muffin Wine. Some might choose a lecture or a documentary film to tell the story of the past 3.5 years of winemaking. We prefer a glass. At Meadow Muffin Winery, we are proud to be the only winery in Nebraska ever to win the National Drunk Cow Tipping Competition and Wine Spectator's number 15 Wine of the Year for both a Merlot and a Chardonnay. But our greatest achievement lies in knowing that everything we've learned is yours to enjoy. My great-granddad Meadow started making our signature wine in 1934 while incarcerated for bootlegging, passing on his knowledge to his daughter, my Grandma Muffin. And after her passing, while going through her things, we found their recipe book for some of the best tasting and easy to make wine this side of Kansas City. Offering Meadow's original Pruno Noir and Muffin Merlot, as well as our newest additions, such as Watermelon Crawl and the very popular Rhode Apple, our blended apple wine, made from the finest apples from Nebraska City. And every batch has a hint of Meadow Muffin's secret ingredient. So each time you pour a glass of our Meadow Muffin wine, remember, there's a bit of Meadow and Muffin in every bottle.
Fuk Mi Sake. We are makers of Fuk Mi Sake. Sweet Asian-style rice, hints of mint, koji molds, and honey. Tell your taste buds that Fuk Mi is different and special. Or Fuk Yu Shochu, made from rice, barley, sweet potatoes, and buckwheat, is an experience like no other. We live to distill fine Asian liquors in America. And we want to share these flavors with our family and yours. Available at Dick's Liquors in the S&M Family Fun Center. A proud family member of Double Dudes Distillery Company.
Any claims of time travel are purely fictitious and are only meant for entertainment purposes. And honestly, if you believe Rob can travel through time, I only have one question for you. What the hell is wrong with you?
Life could be anything but catastrophe, but suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me, 'cause I've got a golden ticket, I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing, 'cause I've got a golden ticket. It's ours, Charlie. I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
Slippers, Charlie.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say good morning. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said
it couldn't be done.
But it could be done. Ooh, the cave, Charlie. Here I go. Watch my speed. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day. But it can be done. I never
dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy. But nevertheless, it's fair that I'm shortly about to be. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
Stop! It says the 1st of October. That's tomorrow.
Jumping crocodiles, Charlie. We've got a lot to do. Comb your hair, wash your face, polish your shoes,
and
brush
your... I'll take care of everything, Dad.
We don't have too much time.
Grandpa, on the way home today, I ran into Mr. Slughorn.
All right, welcome back from that break. Today, like I said, we're going to be talking about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It is a 1971 musical film. They actually refer to it as a musical, even though it's like only one or two songs. Based on the screenplay from Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl. Based on his 1964 novel of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, it stars Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka. When Wilder was cast as Wonka, he accepted the role on one condition. He said, "When I make my first entrance, I'd like to come out of the door carrying a cane and then walk towards the crowd with a limp. After the crowd sees Willy Wonka as a cripple, they all whisper to themselves and then become deathly quiet. As I walk towards them, my cane sinks into one of the cobblestones. My cane stands straight up by itself, but I just continue walking until I realize I no longer have my cane. I start to fall forward, and just before I hit the ground, I do a beautiful forward somersault and bounce back up to great applause." That is probably one of the greatest scenes. Stewart, the director, responded with, "Why do you want to do that?" And Wilder answered, "This is great. From that time on, no one will know whether I'm lying or telling the truth." And Gene was adamant about that. Otherwise, he would decline the role. The film tells a story of a poor child, Charlie, who, upon finding a golden ticket, I've got a golden ticket, in a chocolate bar, he wins a chance to visit Willy Wonka's chocolate factory along with four other kids from around the world. The film also introduced the Candyman Man, which was a great song, which went on to be recorded by Sammy Davis Jr. It became a popular hit. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory has since been highly popular on repeats. So the premise of the show is Charlie Bucket, a poor paperboy, passes Willy Wonka's chocolate factory every day, where a tinker tells him that nobody ever enters or leaves the building. Charlie's grandpa, Joe, reveals that Wonka had shut the factory down due to espionage from rival companies. Production resumed 3 years later, but the factory remained closed to the public and the new workers are unknown. Wonka announces that he has hidden five golden tickets in Wonka bars, and the finders of the tickets will receive a tour of the factory and a lifetime supply of chocolate. The first four tickets that are found by gluttonous Augustus Gloop, Spoiled Veruca Salt, Gum Chewer Violet Beauregard, and TV-obsessed Mike TV. A mysterious man is seen whispering to each winner. Charlie then opens a Wonka bar for a ticket, but nothing is found. That night, the news states that the fifth ticket had been found by a millionaire in Paraguay, causing Charlie to lose hope. On the day before the factory tour, Charlie finds money in the gutter, uses it to buy a Wonka bar. Outside, it was revealed on newspapers that the fifth ticket was a fake. Then he opens the bar, which reveals the fifth ticket. So on his way home, I got a golden ticket. On his way home, he encounters the man who spoke to the other winners, introducing himself as Arthur Slugworth, one of Wonka's competitors. The man offers Charlie a large monetary reward in exchange for a sample of Wonka's new invention, the Everlasting Gobstopper. Arriving home with the golden ticket, Charlie chooses Grandpa Joe as his chaperone. The next day, Wonka greets the children at the front gates of the factory and leads them inside, where they are made to sign a contract.
Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it.
Hurry up, Pilot.
This way, Grandpa.
No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world. There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
The tour begins in the chocolate room, where the visitors meet the Wonka's workforce, the little people known as the Oompa Loompas. The children then receive an everlasting gobstopper in the inventing room. One by one, each child is expelled from the tour, except for Charlie. Augustus is sucked up a pipe after falling into the chocolate river.
Save some room for later.
Oh, Augustus, please, don't do that. My chocolate must never be touched by human hands. Please, don't do that. Don't do that. You're contaminating my entire river. Please, I beg you, Augustus.
I am the boy.
My chocolate. My chocolate.
Help.
My beautiful chocolate.
Don't just stand there. Do something.
Help. Police. Murder.
Bring Charlie here.
Look at this. Just grab this.
What's happening to him?
It looks like he's drowning.
Dive in, save him.
Oh, it's too late.
Too late?
He's had it now. The suction's got him.
What's that?
Augustus, come back. Where is he?
Watch the pipe.
How long is he going to stay down, Daddy? He can't swim.
There's no better time to learn.
There's a stork going up the pipe.
Call a plumber.
Stuck in the pipe there, isn't he, Wonka? It's his stomach that's done that.
He's blocking all the chocolate.
What happens now? Right?
Oh, the pressure will get him out. Terrific pressure is building up behind the blockage.
Oh, yes. It's
I wonder how long it's going to take him to push through. The suspense is terrible.
He's going to go this time.
I hope it'll last.
Go on, boy. Go on.
The great big greedy nincompoop. Augustus Gloop, so big and vile, so greedy, foul, and infantile. Come on, we cry, the time is right to send him shooting up the pipe.
But don't, dear children, be alarmed.
Augustus Gloop will not be harmed. Augustus Gloop will not be harmed. We'll boil it for a minute more until we're absolutely sure that out he comes by God by grace. A miracle has taken place. This greedy group, this mouse is here. He's loved by people everywhere. For who can hate or bear a grudge against the luscious beer of
unthinkable.
Why?
Because that pipe doesn't go to the marshmallow room, it goes to the fudge room.
You terrible man.
That's awful. Take Mrs. Gloop straight to the fudge room, but look sharp, or her little boy's liable to get poured into the boiler.
You void him up, I know it.
Il desperandum, dear lady. Across the desert lies the promised land. Goodbye, Mrs. Gloop. Adieu. Auf Wiedersehen.
Violet chews an experimental gum and swells into a human blueberry.
Wrong. It's the most amazing, fabulous, sensational gum in the whole world.
What's so fab about it?
This little piece of gum is a three-course dinner.
Bull.
No, roast beef, but I haven't got it quite right yet.
I don't care.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I really wouldn't.
So long as it's gum, then that's for me.
Violet, now don't you do anything stupid.
What's it taste like? It's tomato soup. It's hot and creamy. I can actually feel it running down my throat.
Stop. Don't.
Why doesn't she listen to Mr. Wonka?
Because, Charlie, she's a nitwit.
This sure is great soup. Hey, the second course is coming up. Roast beef and a baked potato. Mmm.
With sour cream? What's for dessert, baby?
Dessert? Here it comes. Blueberry pie and cream. It's the most marvelous blueberry pie I've ever tasted.
Holy Toledo, what's happening to your face?
Cool it, Dad. Let me finish.
Yeah, but your face is turning blue. Violet, you're turning violet, Violet.
What are you talking about?
I told you I hadn't got it quite right yet.
You can say that again. Look what it's done to my kid.
It always goes wrong when we come to the dessert. Mm. Always.
Violet, what are you doing now? You're blowing up.
I feel funny.
I'm not surprised.
What's happening?
You're blowing up like a balloon.
Like a blueberry.
Somebody do something. Call a doctor.
Stick her with a pin.
She'll pop.
It happens every time. They all become blueberries.
You've really done it this time, haven't you, Wonka? I'll break you for this.
Oh, well, I'll get it right, Leon.
Help! Help!
Oh, we gotta let the air out of her quick.
There's no air in there.
Hmm?
That's juice.
Juice?
Would you roll the young lady down to the juicing room at once, please?
What for?
For squeezing. She has to be squeezed immediately before she explodes.
Explodes?
It's a fairly simple operation.
Hoopa, loopa, doopa dee doopa. I've got another puzzle for you. Hoopa, loopa, doopa da dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me. Gum chewing's fine when it's once in a while. It stops you from smoking and brightens your smile. But it's repulsive, revolting, and wrong. Chewing and chewing all day long. The way that a cow does. Oompa, loompa, loompa, dee, da. Given good manners, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like the oompa, loompa, loompa, dee, doo.
Welcome's the last thing I ever do!
I got a blueberry for a daughter.
Where is fancy bread? In the heart or in the head?
Veruca falls down a garbage chute into the egg room.
Oompa-doompa-dee-doo. I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa-doompa-doompa-dee-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me. Who do you blame when your kid is up? Rat pampered and spoiled like a Siamese. Cat blaming the kids is a lie and a shame. You know exactly who's to blame. The mother and the father. Oompa, oompa, doompa dee da. If you're not spoiled, then you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like the oompa, loompa, loompa dee doo.
And Mike is shrunk to the size of a chocolate bar after misusing the Wonka Vision teleporter.
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-doo. I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doompa-da-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get from a glut of TV?
A pain in the neck and an IQ of 3. Why don't you try simply reading a book? Or could you just not bear to look?
You get no commercials.
Oompa, loompa, doompa dee da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like the oompa, oompa, loompa, oompa dee doo.
At one point, Charlie and Grandpa Joe sample fizzy lifting drinks, causing them to float dangerously close to a large fan, but they descend to safety after burping. When the tour is over, Wonka refuses to give Charlie and Grandpa Joe their chocolate prize on the grounds they violated the contract by taking the fizzy lifting drinks. Grandpa Joe plans to give the gobstopper to Slugworth out of spite, but Charlie chooses to return it instead. That's because Charlie's a good boy. Wonka then declares Charlie the winner of the whole contest, revealing that Slugworth was actually one of his employees, that the offer to buy the gobstopper from the kids was a test of character. As the movie ends, the three fly over the town in the Wonkavator, a multi-directional glass elevator. Willy Wonka explains that he created the contest to find a worthy successor, and invites Charlie and his family to live out the rest of their days in the factory. That is a great movie. I don't care who you are. That is just still one of the greatest. I want to thank you guys for joining me this week on GXO, Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for. Feel free to drop me a line. There is an email link several places on the webpage. And I hope to see or hear from you guys fairly soon. Have a great
Don't
week.
Don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted.
What happened?
He lived happily ever after.
This has been Generation Extraordinary. The views and opinions are Rob's and Rob's alone. Any claims of time travel are purely fictional. The music and audio clips are not Rob's or GXO's, and in most cases were downloaded through his paid YouTube subscription and are only used for entertainment purposes. GXO is a production of Pulpeye Enterprises. Its host, creator, producer and editor is Robert Pop. Co-producer is Harley Quinn. If you are a fan of the show, please show your support by going on to Spotify and follow us, like and share. It seems like such a small thing to do, but it really does help. For more information, support, suggestions, or to contact us, go to the website www.genxord.com. Thanks for listening.